You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, Browns Nation, I think all of you know, we tell you every day that ClevelandBrowns.com is your most trusted source for Browns information, videos, the whole bit. The website is absolutely jam-packed, just chocked full. Videos, conversations, you name it, latest photos straight from the source. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. Michael Regei, Hanford Dixon with you. Before we hear a little bit more of those who all want to chime in, this one, Louis Riddick from ESPN, the former NFL executive. Dog, got a big day coming up 4 days from now, July 7th, Canterbury Country Club, Hanford Dixon's big, big, huge golf invitational, and it all promotes what the Cleveland Animal Society, Cleveland Animal League. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's the Cleveland Animal Protective League, and I mean, we're really looking forward to this. It's going to be a big, big day. Again, it's coming up as Monday at Canterbury Country Club. We're going to register from 8:30 to 10, tee off about 10:30, and really, I'm bringing Ozzy in town. Austin Carr would be there, Kevin Mack, Greg Pruitt, just to name a few of the guys. And if anybody want any more information, you can call 440-554-9976. That's 440-554-9976. And as for Ashley, that's Ashley. Again, it's the Hanford Dixon Horseshoe Casino golf tournament. It's going to be in Canterbury. It's going to be Monday the 7th. And everybody know Canterbury. I mean,
sure.
You're talking about a great, great track. And again, all proceeds from this, not partial, everything goes to the Cleveland Animal Protective League. And just so happy because, you know, these animals, Michael, we have to do what we can. But again, 440-554-9976 and ask for Ashley.
Join the dog and all of his crew. Should be a lot of fun. Canterbury on Monday, July the 7th. Appreciate that, dog. All right, let's get back at it. As we mentioned, we heard from Ricky Williams a little bit earlier. Now, a lot of you have started to see Louis Riddick pop up on ESPN. Now, he's a former NFL player, but more notably an executive. I think he was part of the pro personnel department with the Philadelphia Eagles. So, as we said, everybody's got an opinion on Johnny Manziel and what might take place or how everybody feels things may unfold when Manziel starts to really get acclimated and look to see if he can win a job as the Cleveland Browns' top quarterback. So Louis Riddick of ESPN was asked, is Johnny Manziel the best quarterback on the Cleveland Browns?
A lot of people are already taking Brian Hoyer and pushing him to the side.
Be careful.
I'm of the belief like this. If you look at some of Brian Hoyer's situational statistics last year, third down, red area, very efficient. I'm not even sure that Johnny Manziel at the end of the day is the best quarterback on that team.
Louis Riddick kind of pointing out some of the areas that Brian Hoyer was, very, very successful and very efficient at. Three starts, really playing two football games and one quarter in the other. So, Louis Riddick was also asked, what's going to happen both here in Cleveland and nationally, say if Johnny Manziel doesn't succeed or produce right away?
Because I'll tell you this right now, what you're doing right now is you're setting yourself up that if you don't produce, the people are going to rain down on him like nobody's business. And you just don't want that. You don't need that. And maybe he's cool with that kind of pressure. I don't know. I just think a lot of this stuff that he's doing is just unnecessary.
Well, is he cool with that type of pressure? That's what Louis Riddick said.
Johnny
seemed to thrive on it at Texas A&M.
And I agree. I mean, Johnny's just being Johnny. I mean, he's the way he is. I mean, he's flashy. He's always been that way, but he's always produced. I mean, he's always been able to back up anything. And I don't know if it's something that he's trying to bring all this attention to. Well, you know, it's just the era we live in today. But Johnny is just being Johnny. And, again, I agree to this. He's got to produce on the field. And I think if he does not produce on the field, then people are going to jump all over.
Yeah, well, I still say, though, the two are not intertwined. It'll have nothing to do with his hanging out.
Right.
But, of course, most people don't share that opinion. I will give you that. Finally, with Lewis Riddick on Johnny Manziel, what should the Browns front office message and advice be to Johnny as he approaches his first NFL training camp?
If I'm Ray Farmer, if I'm one of the principals in the front office there, I'm definitely telling, look, Johnny, have your fun. I was a young player one time. I wasn't Johnny Manziel. I had my fun too. But you need to back it down and understand that people are watching you.
You know what, and we'll get into this more because we're going to get a quick timeout here to get us back regular on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. That seems, back it down. Have your fun, but back it down. Keep that thought in mind because that seems to be, shall we say, the overlying theme when you hear from executives or maybe former players around the National Football League. We'll get into that. We've got hashtag mailbag. It's Mailbag Thursday. Hashtag your tweets with mailbag. And we'll get into those with Jason Gibbs. Hanford Dixon's here. I'm Michael Regei. Fact or fiction coming up as well as we take you right up to 3 o'clock in your start of your Independence weekend right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Back at you in a moment.